You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Let's check now the weather forecast with Jim Angel. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute.
The statewide average temperature for July so far is 70.6 degrees, which is 5.3 degrees below average. The statewide average rainfall is 2.9 inches and 50% above average for this part of July. The heaviest rains were in east central Illinois with amounts of up to 6 inches reported. There are a few areas that are on the dry side, including Springfield and just north of Peoria. The Climate Prediction Center came out with its latest outlooks for August and beyond. For August, northern Illinois has an increased chance of below-average temperatures. The rest of the state has equal chances of above, below, and near-average temperatures. For the period of August through October, nearly the entire state has an increased chance of below-average temperatures. Precipitation over the next 3 months is expected to be near-average. The National Weather Service forecast for this weekend and next week indicates a warming trend is underway. Highs on Saturday and Sunday will range from the low 80s in northern Illinois to the mid-80s in southern Illinois. Lows will be in the low 60s. There's little chance of rain this weekend. Monday through Thursday will be warmer with highs in the low to mid-80s in northern Illinois and the upper 80s and low 90s in southern Illinois. There is a chance of rain on Wednesday and Thursday.
Our thanks go, of course, to Jim Angel for his weekly update of the weather forecast for the growing regions of the Midwest. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute, where he serves as the state climatologist. Now, here the way the numbers settled for the week. Changes from Friday to Friday. September corn this week at a high at $3.87¾. Its weekly low, $3.70. It's the spot or lead option month. September settled at $3.71¼, down 7 cents for the week. December contract, $3.78½, finished 6¼ lower. That for the weekly trade for the harvest month in the corn pit. The low there was at $3.77½. Soybeans had a high of $12.11½ in the August contract or spot and the lead option month at $11.53¼ for the low. Settled off 19 cents at $11.76¾. November futures at $10.85¼, unlike the August, managed to finish higher at 10 and a quarter cents up from Friday to Friday. August bean meal at $380.30, down $7.50. August bean oil at $36.57, 20 cents lower. September soft red winter wheat, $5.32¼ the settlement price. It finished up 6¼ on the week. And the July soft red winter for next year at $6.05 on the weekly trade, up 8½ cents. August live cattle futures at $151.62½ were $2.50 higher. August feeders at $211.65 were up $1.27½. And August lean hogs at $127.75 finished $1.60 lower. You can always find all of our agricultural programming on our website. Where's that address? willag.org. That's willag.org. We're right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. This is the July 18 edition of Commodity Week.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Welcome to Commodity Week. I am Todd Gleason. Later in this program, we'll talk with Rich Nelson. He's the Director of Research for Allendale out of McHenry, Illinois. Our guests today include Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities from Normal, Illinois, and Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Commodity Week is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org.